The ordinance, which passed its first reading of the City Council last month, would generally ban smoking in places of employment. It would also prohibit smoking at the ball field and within 10 feet of building entrances, among other things. Two of the committee members are bar owners with concerns that their businesses would suffer under an indoor smoking ban. Harbor Bar co-owner Darcy Caples pointed out that other problems could result from smokers being forced outside and away from entryways.
If I have people going outside to smoke, now they're in front of the Boys and Girls Club. You know, they're right downtown. They're, you know, whatever. And I can just see people trying to go outside with their drinks. And I don't think that's right either. And their cigarettes and stuff. So I would like to find something else too. I don't know what it is. I also have an open mind. I know that smoking's bad, you know, and all that, but I just think it's going to make a bigger problem if you don't let people smoke in the bars than it would be if you had them go outside and smoke the litter and the, you know, people out there late at night in the road smoking.
The committee's chair, Ben Johnson, is an ex-smoker. Part of his work with the Petersburg Indian Association involves control and prevention of tobacco use. But Johnson and other members agreed with Caples that the details in the boilerplate ordinance needed a lot of changes for it to work in Petersburg. Johnson's main concern was protecting local employees from secondhand smoke. Employees, according to Johnson, that could not afford to leave work, especially in an economic slump. Johnson relayed a conversation he had with a bartender who was pregnant and advised by a doctor that she needed to quit her job.
That was hard for me to hear, because she's a single mom who needs money, and that's how she gets money, and it's one of the ways. And what I'd love to see out of this is to come to some way where everyone could be happy. Of course, I don't want to see people outside Harbor Bar in a mound of cigarette butts. But as the ordinance is written, there's no option for anything. They have to stand, like I think you and I talked about, in the middle of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's stupid.
Whatever the rules end up being, the committee members agreed they should apply equally. Hillary Whitethorn is co-owner of Keto's Cave.
If then we are talking about basing this on the fact of protecting employees, then it has to apply to every single business in Petersburg. I mean, I've heard talk from Councillor Jensen that he doesn't think it should apply to businesses with less than 4 employees. Well, I don't care. Then you're pinpointing businesses
like us. No, it should
like
be,
us.
Yeah,
it should needs
be
to be across the board. So it affects everybody, no. And it needs to be enforced.
The committee went through the ordinance and came to consensus on a number of changes to recommend. For instance, they removed restrictions on the indoor use of so-called e-cigarettes, a device that aims to provide the taste and sensation of smoking without actual combustion or smoke. They also simplified the definition of place of employment to simply mean an enclosed area of a business where employees typically frequent. They strengthened language against smoking in hotel rooms, requiring such accommodations be 100% non-smoking rather than 80%. They removed a restriction on smoking in common areas of trailer parks. They also clarified that the ban on smoking in public transportation vehicles would include taxicabs. And they agreed that privately owned marine vessels, such as fishing or charter boats, should be exempted from the smoking ban. Committee member Patrick Wilson is plant manager at Icicle Seafoods, where smoking is banned everywhere except a couple of designated outdoor areas, but he didn't think Petersburg could enforce such rules on privately owned commercial vessels.
I think since they're transient, they can be in any town, any place, any part of the state, any state, far as that goes. And since they're marine, I think it's a whole different can of worms. I don't think we ought to go there.
That issue was a concern for some city councilors last month as well, because wording in their original measure appeared to prohibit smoking in vehicles used by employees, and that could have been interpreted as including boats. The committee removed that language. There were several issues still left on the table for the next meeting. For instance, the committee did not settle the big issue of whether there should be any exemptions for bars. However, they did discuss a potential compromise, which would allow bars to have an outdoor smoking area, or if that wasn't practical, a separate ventilated smoking room inside. Committee member Sonny Rice works at the Marine Advisory Program down the block from the Harbor Bar.
I was trying to think of how we could allow the bars to have outdoor places
okay.
for people to smoke.
Sure.
Well, not allowing people to smoke within 10
on the sidewalk in front of my office.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know, I think that it would be great if they could have outdoor areas, or if you didn't have an outdoor area, but if there's some way to make sure that it does happen. So it sounds like, I mean, if we want to look at specifics, in Hillary's case, they could find perhaps an outdoor area that wasn't within 10 feet of their main entrance, and so that has adequate ventilation because it's outside. In Darcy's case, you don't.
So Rice suggested the harbor could create some sort of well-ventilated smoking room inside. Faced with the prospect of a total ban, the idea appealed to both bar owners, who said they would choose the indoor option. One advantage some committee members saw to a separate smoking room is that it might make the rest of the bar more attractive to non-smoking patrons. Committee Chair Johnson noted that the bars might not be able to use their new smoking rooms several years from now if, as several people in the room anticipated, Alaska bans smoking statewide in public places.
Just as long as you guys know that if you do put in an enclosed area,
that's a risk we take.
In 4 years, it might just be worth it.
But the investment right now would be very small, I think.
It probably wouldn't be that.
More so than putting in.
And I think it would pay for itself rather than losing that income.
And then you'd actually get the other income, like Susan was talking about.
Right, so we get the best of both worlds, which is way good with me.
The committee members didn't settle on any language for that issue. They'll likely discuss that and other parts of the ordinance when they meet again at noon next Tuesday. Whatever recommendations the committee comes up with, it's still going to be up to the city council to decide the final wording of the ordinance. If that passes the council, then the measure would still have to be approved by local voters. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.